In June, King County bus riders are going to feel the first pain of service cuts. Last week, a majority of King County voters said no to Proposition 1. That was a measure to fund transit and roads. And as a result, Metro says it needs to cut bus service by 16%. But our guest today says asking voters to decide between raising taxes and cutting bus service was a flawed choice. He says Metro does have the money to keep service intact. Bob Pishu works on transportation issues for the Washington Policy Center, a Seattle-based think tank that promotes free market ideas. Hi, Bob. Thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You wrote Metro is going to receive $32 million in additional tax revenue this year, which would allow them to stave off at least half of these service cuts that are proposed. How would you suggest the money be spent?
Well, I think Metro's number one priority should be keeping bus service on the road. I think a no vote on Prop 1 was not a vote for bus cuts. So I think that King County and Metro officials should work within their rising revenues to find a way to keep bus service on the road.
So what should they cut?
Well, there are multiple suggestions out there. The Municipal League took a look at Metro's finances and gave Metro officials six recommendations to implement before asking voters for more money. So there are some options out there on the table.
We should point out Metro says this extra $32 million isn't new money, but revenue that went down the past 5 years during the recession is now back to the level it was before 2008. Is that something that you agree with?
Well, no. Not to get too budget wonky on you, but...
go ahead.
This $32 million windfall is above their previous estimates. So when they write the budgets for these things, they anticipate a certain amount of revenue. But this $32 million is above and beyond what they thought they would get. So it is new revenue. They weren't counting on it, but it, due to a growing economy, it's coming in.
Metro's biggest union is looking for its new contract, and you have suggested that Metro could maybe save some money by opening up a dialogue with union leaders. What are you proposing that the union give back or give up?
Well, so typically transit agencies are locked into a contract, a multi-year contract, so there isn't much flexibility under normal circumstances. But right now, the union is operating without a contract. So we see this as an opportunity for labor leaders and Metro and King County officials to really get the talks going and find a way to preserve bus service. There are numerous areas there that they can, look at, and hopefully both parties can agree and keep bus service on the road.
What are some of those areas?
Well, I mean, they've debated, benefits, pay, everything's on the table. And so they should use this opportunity before asking voters for more money.
You and other people have suggested that King County Metro should get a better handle on its operating expenses before it goes puts the bus routes under the knife. Are there particular areas of expenditure that you would like them to reconsider?
Well, King County, they have done some things to lower the rate of cost growth in their operating costs, and that's been apparent, but they should still keep trying to bend the cost curve down. So the Municipal League, again, looked at them and told them to, quote, rigorously control operating expenses. And even though the Municipal League, which is a citizen watchdog type group, supported Prop 1, they said they did so reluctantly, and they also said that they would continue to push for reductions in cost growth at King County Metro.
One thing that I've heard, which struck me as a kind of irony, is that as bus ridership has gone up, which everyone has seen, the costs for operating have gone up too, because in fact the fuel that we put in these vehicles is expensive, and the more routes we have, the more drivers we need. So it seems we're in a bit of a catch-22.
Well, some of their operating costs are due to fuel and things like that, but 70% of their operating costs are labor and benefits and things like that. So, I mean, they've got to look across the board. I believe KUOW last week had Mark Hallenbeck from Track on there. Program, yeah. And he said that transit agencies could look at cutting administrative costs and support costs and things of that nature. So there are a lot of different areas in the budget that they should look at.
Just this week in Seattle, a ballot initiative was filed that, if passed, would raise about $25 million a year in property taxes to fund bus service specifically within the Seattle city limits. What's your take on that proposal?
Well, politically, it's uncertain. I mean, Dow Constantine issued a press release that day, the day the proposal came out, and seemed a little cautious in his support. And also, voters just rejected regressive taxes in Proposition 1 to bolster Metro's budget.
Anything else do you think in specific that Metro could do to avoid cutting buses starting in June?
Well, so just for an example, so the $28 million that Metro would need to save all of the bus service is less than 1% of King County's total budget. So we're certain, and I have faith in them, to be able to go through their budget and look for cost savings in order to keep bus service on the road.
But you don't have anything specific in mind?
Well, I've said that they should use their rising revenues. They could open a dialogue with union executives. They could also look to their capital budget for savings. So Metro's spending a lot of money this year on capital purchases. And even in their budget, they've noted that these capital costs keep increasing at, you know, faster than is budgeted. So they can look to try to rein in some of those costs as well.
Bob Pishu works on transportation issues for the Washington Policy Center, a Seattle-based think tank that promotes free market ideas. Hey, Bob, thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Tomorrow on The Record, we're going to hear what King County Executive Dow Constantine has to say on this topic and more. Stay with us. This is The Record on KUOW with David Hyde. I'm Marcy Silman.